Hello everyone, my name is Melissa Hamilton, but I go by the name of Mockingjay, and today I will be discussing how to start a YouTube channel. Now, everyone nowadays is on YouTube doing their thing, and I just wanted to give you all a few tips on how to start a channel. So to begin with, you have to know what you want to do with your channel. You have to find your niche, whether it's reactions, whether it's challenges, pranks, vlogs, whatever the case may be. Find out exactly what you want to do with your channel. If you want to do everything, that's cool. That's fine. You could do a whole bunch of different things on your channel, and that will basically be called a lifestyle channel. Now, the second tip I'm going to give is know your purpose behind starting the channel. You have to figure out why you're starting it, whether it's to start your fitness journey, to showcase your fitness journey, whether it's to vlog your life and the different things that you do, whether it's to showcase yourself and your talents. You have to figure out what's your purpose behind starting the channel. There's a lot of people out there who decide to start a YouTube channel because they think they can make millions off of YouTube like it's nothing, just in the blink of an eye. But it's not really like that. And honestly, truly, no one should start a YouTube channel because of the money. Everyone should start it because of a better reason, whether it's to motivate someone, whether it's to showcase their self and their journey, or whatever the case may be. It's just better to start off a channel because of those things rather than money. Because the money, if you're going to start your channel because of money, that's the first thing that you're going to keep in mind. Oh, I got to do this. Oh, I got to do this type of video to try to make money. And you're not really going to gain an audience like that, because people feed off of your personality and the way you come on your videos, you know. The next tip that I have is basically how your channel is going to be. You have to have your front page. You have to have your videos for. You have to have your videos to have an intro. They have to have an outro. Your channel overall has to be attractive to look at, to even click on. You know what I'm saying? Also, thumbnails. You know, that's the first thing that catches people's eyes before they even click on your video is the thumbnail. You have to have a nice, attractive banner. You have to have a logo. All those things come into play when it comes to designing your YouTube channel. Another tip that I have is be yourself and have personality. Because if you're dead on your YouTube channel, like, no one's going to want to watch you. You have to just be yourself. Don't try to act like anybody else. No, be yourself and let your personality shine. Also, another tip that I have is don't go to Best Buy or Target, whatever the case may be. Don't go and get you a professional camera immediately as soon as you start a channel. Don't do that, because people don't realize that you can start a channel with whatever you have in front of you. And one thing that you could use is definitely your iPhone. iPhones nowadays have pretty good quality. I think it's close to the quality as like a real camera. So start off with whatever you have. Don't waste your money going to the store to buy a professional camera and lights and all that stuff. Don't do it. Another tip is be consistent. Once you start your channel, don't just post a video one day and then months later come on and post another video. Like, that's not how this works. If you really want to do it, you're gonna have to make time for it. If this is something you want to do as a hobby or even as a full-time job, you know, You have to be consistent. Also, network. Talk to people. Let people know you started a channel. Let people know that this is what you're doing. Send people your link to your channel, link to your videos, all that stuff. Let them know, because YouTube honestly doesn't do a very good job when it comes to promoting small YouTubers. It's very hard for smaller YouTubers to really get noticed and get out there. And I know a lot of smaller YouTubers that have amazing content, but they don't get the views that they deserve. So definitely network and put yourself out there. Like I was saying before, regarding money, understand the reality when it comes to YouTube. Once you post your first video, you're not automatically going to get 1,000,000 or 1,000 views and all these subscribers you hope and you wish for. Like, it doesn't just, you don't just blow up within a few days or a week. It takes time. That's where you have to have patience, which is my next tip. You have to have patience when it comes to making a YouTube channel, because you can't just expect to have all these followers, all these subscribers and views just come out of nowhere. It takes time. Also, collaborate. When you collaborate with people, it helps your channel grow even more. And before you even start a channel, research regarding YouTube. Don't come to the YouTube community blind, not knowing anything. It will help you if you know the history of YouTube, if you know every little detail that comes with making a channel. The best time to buy actual equipment for your channel is definitely when you see major growth within your channel. If you're at, like, let's say 500 subscribers at one point in time, and then you start gaining 1,000 and 100,000, and you just keep gaining a whole bunch of views and subscribers, and you see that you just keep blowing up like it's nothing, then go ahead and buy you some good equipment. Go ahead, buy a camera, buy lights, buy a tripod, buy all of that. Because you popping, sis, bro. Like, go ahead and buy you real actual equipment. And then you have to, this also goes hand in hand with networking and putting yourself out there, but there's something called Facebook support groups. Definitely join those and communicate with people. And last but not least, join the I Am a Creator community on YouTube. It's ran by James Cox. All you have to do is subscribe to his channel, James and then Cox, C-O-X, and join his live streams whenever he's live. Turn on your post notifications, and whenever he's live, just hop on his live and talk to people. And don't ever ask for support. Just let people know that you have a channel, what you're doing within the live stream, within the chat, and people will check you out, and boom, bada bam. You gain supporters fast, and real supporters. So I hope this helps whoever decides to start a YouTube channel. And yeah, thank you guys.